Blog Talk Radio.
Since they hyped the boy, y'all ways lightin'. Let these people know Genesis one begin. Not time and rather not a in the Quran and you won't find what the mood to find. Another day is violent, words of thumb onto my brightness for the unsigned. To bring it no months either in the desert 40 years and have no leaps neither. Shout out to Malek, David, and King Solomon, who will sign all y'all soldiers to wear the hireling. It is a glory for y'all to conceal a theme, but it's an honor to search it out the purity. The heart has many vices for us to get to desires. So choose your life or death where you live or burn the fire now. Who will stand in the council of God now? Who will stand in the council of God? I say, who will stand in the council of God now? Who will stand in the council of God? Come on. Yeah, it's time for me to take the shackles off. Everybody want freedom, but they don't know the actual cost. They want to be down for the cause without the accurate law. Sacrifices, bodies lifeless, just to prove who's the wisest. Y'all's golden tongue better than Midas. I transfer light through the mic, the way your internet's like a hack through your wireless. The flow is timeless, cause I spit with coke. My false prophet's words synthetic like polka. Patties, no counsel against y'all, so y'all can at me. H-O-Y trying to take sin from the Navi. Teach precision, no merits if they perish. I can tell they lacking vision. If two don't walk in unison, then they destined for collision. That's why we seeking that counsel that is hidden. Like stone for the righteous, that's living. It is a glory for y'all to conceal a thing, but it's an honor to search it out the purity. The heart has many vices for us to give to desires. So choose your life or death where you live or burn the fire now. Who will stand in the counsel of God now? Who will stand in the who will stand in the council of God now? Who will stand in the council of God? Come on.
Will you serve God?
Will you serve God?
Or will you pass by?
Will you pass by?
Will you serve God?
Will you serve God?
Or will you pass by?
Will you pass by?
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. From the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. I am More Ishya Yisrael, from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we praise the mighty Yahweh for everyone that is tuned in from our viewer audience, for we know the only reason that you have tuned in is because of your great fear and your great love toward the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of the world. And Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us to bring you his words of truth. And that's what we will do. This evening, the Almighty Yah has allowed us to present to you his words of truth. And the way we are determined to present them to you today is through the questions that you may have. We have been seeing a lot of different events in different occurrences take place in the entire world. And the entire world has been altered and changed from its normal routine just over a month ago. These events that have happened and are happening and will continue to happen are from Yahweh. These things have been warned and expressed to the world by Yahweh's servants for many years. And now we see the fruition of the word of Yahweh coming about in our daily lives. The scriptures of truth, is the only book that discusses the plight of the black man and woman in America and scattered throughout the world through the act of slavery today. The only people that is going through this plight. And what is this plight? We see that this virus has broke forth and gone throughout the world. The Almighty has sent a pestilence in all the lands. There's not a nation that has not been affected by this pestilence. And this is the hand of the Creator. But we have found out, of course, that the people most affected in a disproportionate way are the children of Israel. There's no population on earth that has been more disproportionately affected by this pestilence than the children of Israel. And the world had an opportunity to bless the children of Israel, to give them the resources necessary to shield themselves from this pestilence. But the world decided to take advantage of this situation and use it to further our plight. They didn't seek to relieve us. They have done nothing but put more pressure and oppression on us. And where will you even read about a time of trouble like such? Only in the Holy Scriptures. So we are taking your questions today. You can type them in our YouTube live chat line, ask your questions and we will retrieve them and answer them to the best of our ability. You can also use the Facebook chat line, but the YouTube is way more accommodable for us and you. So we request that you mainly use the YouTube feed to ask your questions. Some of you to use my phone and text me at 513-237-5911. But I prefer you use YouTube. We have a question?
Maria.
Hallelujah.
To start off the questions, one question is, what are the signs that a man will go through during Jacob's trouble? Can we revisit those signs?
Yes. What are the signs that a man will go through during Jacob's trouble? If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, we'll begin reading at the 5th verse. It states, "For thus saith Yahweh, we have heard the voice of trembling, of fear and not of peace, which is what we are hearing today, all day. You're hearing voices of fear, voices of trembling, and the lack of peace. All we're hearing about is death and infection and conflict, because this is a time that is not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Yes, have you seen a man go into labor? Well, this is what you're going to see. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins? Yes, every man is in astonishment with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. And why is this happening? Because of the trouble. And this paleness is as a result of famine. And why is this affecting man so much? It's the men that are in leadership, that are in the head. And it is in these countries today that the economies are broken. And if it would get any worse, first the economies have been broken. And all the governments, especially of the westernized world, are giving their citizens just free money, as they call it. Just giving them money. Some countries are giving their citizens money every month. Some countries, like the United States, are dropping off one payment to people. But the economies are broken. And if that wasn't enough, this virus has begun to cripple the meat industry, where the president had to sign an executive order to order the meat packing companies to stay open, even though their plants are being ransacked with this virus. Now you're reading in the news that there will be possible food shortages because there's nobody to work in the plants. You won't have chicken and beef and pork in the meat sections of your grocery stores. And this is not welcoming to a great majority of people who are meat eaters, who eat chicken and beef and pork for breakfast, chicken and beef and pork for lunch, chicken and beef and pork for dinner, and chicken and beef and pork for snack. Filling up with meat every meal. They're eating pork grinds and beef jerky and chicken poppers. And these plants are being rifled with this disease. And there's going to be a food shortage. That's what they're warning of. And when you have food shortages, it creates famine. And he said, all faces are turned into paleness, and this paleness is because of famine. Alas, for that day is great, so that there is none like it. Yes, there's no time like this. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. So we're going to see some more horrible things. If you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 33 reads, "Did ever a people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live? Or hath Elohim attempted to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations?" And that's what is happening at this moment. And just to catch you up on the schedule of things, when the President of the United States declared a national emergency around some time of March the 11th, shortly after that, on March the 15th, he said that we are going to recommend people stay at home and practice social distancing. And if you don't have to go out, don't go out. Essentially, the American way of saying we're shutting it down. They didn't want to just say we're shutting it down, but that's what happened. He said for 15 days, we're going to just shut things down. And right before the 15 days were up, he said, after this 15th day is up, we're going to recommend 30 more days of keeping things shut down. California, as Maurice Shire let us know, shut things down March the 19th. In their 40 days, just ended. The president added 30 days to his 15 days, which means they closed it down for 45 days. The 45th president did this because Yahweh said that 40 represents judgment and 5 is increase. And for 45 days, with a little bit of increase, the country has been shut down. And the temptation came in various forms. The world, especially America, couldn't even take it up to 40 days. Before it was even 40 days, they was protesting and complaining. The man that gave the order was complaining. As soon as they let you know that Negroes were the ones dying at the highest rates, they started making plans to open up. And now they're opening up. And now the virus, 2,400 plus people died yesterday. It's not slowing down. And now people feel like they could be out again, spreading this virus even more. But it doesn't matter because you're the essential worker. You're the one that has to go out. You're the one that has to go to the grocery store for everything. You're the one that has to drive the Ubers and drive the buses and drive the subways and serve the meals. You're the one that has to serve these people that want to get out of their house. You're the one that has to come into contact with, as they call, asymptomatic virus carriers. And you're the one that's going to be at most risk, but that's not no care to them. And now, tomorrow, 45 days will have concluded. And their temptations, they failed the test. And yes, Hebrews have been failing the test. Yahweh wants us to consider him in these times of adversity instead of figuring out how to get back to the way of the world. He said temptations and by signs to see next. Signs. What signs are you going to see? And before I go into that, is there any other questions?
Why do some Israelites still insist Christ is the Savior and continue to decline David?
Why do some Israelites still insist that the Christ of the New Testament is the Savior and reject King David? Well, this is because of what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the 13th verse reads, "Wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. It has been the leaders of the people that have learnt, taught these precepts that the Christ of the New Testament is the Savior. And even today, when your churches have closed their doors, even during the time that your so-called Savior was supposed to rise, you couldn't even get up and go worship in your whorehouses. Even at the time where the words of the New Testament are null and void. You can't heal the sick with your hands. You're not encountering deadly things and not being harmed. His words are not being fulfilled. Yet, they still hold on to the Christ of the New Testament because they don't want to serve Yahweh, because they don't know Yahweh. And they have not known Yahweh because they haven't been taught about Yahweh. They've been taught the precepts of men. And so when you come to them with the word of the Creator and tell them that David is the one Yah chose to reign and to be this Messiah, they say David was a murderer. David was an adulterer. David this and David that. David was all these things that they say, but David was also and is a man after Yah's own heart. Yahweh never mentioned the Christ of the New Testament. They mention them because their precepts have been taught to them by those that do not know the Creator. But look what it says in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, and we're going to start reading around the 32nd verse or 33. Ezekiel 20, verse 33 says, "As I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you." Meaning what? Even though you've decided to walk contrary unto the Creator, he said he's going to stretch out his arm, he's going to have his mighty hand and pour out fury to rule over you, and I will bring you out